I'm Kavya Shah, the head of styling and creativity at Estelo, and we are starting a new series where we're going to have conversations with upcoming content creators. Today with us, we have Sanika. Hi, Sanika.
Hi.
Okay, so we're really excited to have you on today. We're going to be having a lighthearted conversation and answering a few of your questions. To start off, can you give us an insight on yourself, like an introduction on why you started what you started, and when did you plan on making your hobby like a more serious thing?
Yeah, so I make IGTVs and short videos and reels on Instagram, and it's all beauty and makeup related. But I think I started it, like everyone always wants to make YouTube videos and wants to become an influencer nowadays. But for me, when quarantine started and the lockdown really began, like when I was sitting at home, everyone was very bored, and like, you know, it was like the right time to like take up your hobby and do something about it and not just leave it as a hobby. So I think that's where it started, and I was like, okay, I'll finally do something. Like, I have all the time in the world and I love makeup, and I think makeup is something, it's just so much fun for me to do, and I can do it any day. Like every day I can just wake up and do makeup. So I thought, like, why not utilize and start making videos on it?
Wake up and do makeup. Like that. Wake up and do makeup. Same, one of the main reasons that we started Estelo too, because we've always had interest in fashion and stuff, and quarantine we had the time, so we decided to start on it. But one question when we started that our friends and even our followers who we don't know asked, that how do you not let people's judgment or mean comments get to you, and if it gets to you, then how do you deal with it?
So I think everyone, when they start something new, they're always scared of like judgment and what their peers will think. And I think, yeah, that there was a thought in the back of my mind, like, should I even do this? Should I, like, what will people think? And like, makeup is something people will be like, oh, she's so superficial, she's so fake, and like, you know, there are things that people think about. And obviously I did think of it, but the love for makeup and just wanting to do something took over all of that. And I was like, let it be, let's just go for it. So I did what I did, and I started off, and like, thanks to my friends and like my family, even they all like supported. They're like, it's fine, you just go ahead and do it, keep doing. And in the start, I didn't really get any hate, touch wood. But now, like, when you slowly start getting hate, I don't really know how to react to it, so that I don't let it bother me.
But half these people aren't even coming and telling it to you directly on your phone.
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about it with their friends. And like, Sanika and I are good friends, so if there is something, I will tell her and she tells me, and we tell all our friends that, right? Like, yeah, to give us criticism and tell us on where to improve on. So go ahead.
I think openness from your friends and from people is what really helps. Like, people will talk about it, like, and you'll get to know, that's the worst part. You'll get to know after some time that they have been talking about it, and they're like, oh, she's doing this. And but then the people who come and tell you that, oh, you're doing this, what you're doing is really nice, but you should also do this, or you shouldn't do this, I think that's what really helps and pushes you more.
Yeah. Do you categorize yourself in one or two categories, in the sense makeup, fashion, there's lifestyle and so on?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be an all-rounder creator?
I think when you first start off creating content on any social media platform, you need to first find your niche, and for me that is beauty and makeup. And only then, when your followers start to increase and they're more interested in what are the other things you can do or you like to do, is when you spread out to lifestyle and food, or maybe anything else, or health and stuff like that. So right now I'd like to categorize myself as a beauty and makeup content creator, then anything else.
What is your take on this industry becoming so oversaturated?
So I can go on and on about this, because every second person, you know, they want to start a YouTube channel, or they want to do something on Instagram. Either it's like gaming, or if it's music, or if it's just general vlogs, or even makeup. Like, everyone's trying to do something.
Yeah.
If you look at like all these influencers nowadays who are really like popular and are really successful. Like if you take Komal Pandey, Juhi Gorambe, Radhika Sher, She Troublemaker, they've all started out when Instagram, when like all the social media wasn't really a common thing when it just started out. So it was much easier for them to make their content and get popular and like to grow. But now, because every person you know, like your auto guy is also on Instagram and he's probably wanting to do something. Yeah. He's probably wanting to make daily vlogs of him driving around Bombay. So like now there's so much competition of and now Instagram algorithm changes every few months and it gets so difficult to keep up with it. And I think the industry has become much harder, and because of all these influencers who are still at the top, and it's not changing. Like you're trying to do as much as you can, but because it is saturated and there's so much competition, it gets really difficult. If you read up on any blog posts, or if you read up, or if you watch any like YouTube videos on how to grow or how to become successful, I think everyone who is into content creation does that, okay, at least once in their time.
They'll
tell you that, oh, you need to, like, they'll be like, stand out, do something unique. Till what extent, what is unique to you?
Unique to someone else? I think Masaba or someone said this, I don't know, I'm not too sure, but one of them said it, that there is nothing not done.
In
2020, there is nothing that someone hasn't done. There is no amount of outfits, even designers. It's not like what even the most like top rated designers, all of them are, even though their pieces may stand out, that's because of the audience they've built over the past year. You know, it's not, nothing is new. And you can be unique, but like you said, to what extent?
Because how you said, unique is so subjective, and unique is not something which doesn't really exist now because everyone's doing the same thing. So for advice, I don't know if I'm at the right place to give advice, but if I had to give advice, it would be just start off with something you like. And then if you like something, you're doing something you like, you will be able to find something unique and you'll be able to do something and work on that.
Yeah, and even the editing part, your content creation is important, but the people think just because it's Instagram, there's not that much of editing required, but they're actually really wrong about that. I mean, even the way you edit, like Sanka did a 90s lookbook. I've seen thousands of 90s lookbook on YouTube and on Reels and stuff, but the way she started off, she gave a glimpse of like the runway and the look, makeup looks and the music, and everything is so important. So, yeah. So, Sanika, like you mentioned, you did start off making a lot of makeup videos and tutorials and tips and tricks. And I know, and there are a few people who know that it takes a lot of time, like hours and hours to film. Sometimes the lighting may be so bad that you have to refilm it. And we're not going to lie and say like views aren't important and thing for upcoming creators. Of course it is, you know, that's what you want initially. And then you posted this trend, the Meet Your Mama trend, and that blew up. Okay, that did really blow up. And I remember texting you at like 11 that it was at 90k, and by 1:30 like in the early morning, it was what, like 140k or something. It was just blowing up. And that is a huge number. And then, of course, you got quite a bit of following after that. And all your other reels and IGTV ka views increased. You've put in so much of time and effort for your other makeup videos. But such a small video, which even though you put effort, it must have not been as much as your other ones. And that blew up. And these are still. So, of course, I'm not saying you were unhappy about it, but how did you feel? Like,
okay, that's a very good question. Because, like, I know what you're trying to say. And I think it was a really simple, I did it for fun, the positions, challenge. Yeah. You know, it's like a fun thing. Everyone was doing it. And I think one of my followers sent it to me saying you should try it out. So that's why I did it. It was just for fun. I didn't know it would blow up and like it you know, become what it is now. But I know what you're saying. Like, it's so, what's the word? It's so, like, you can't really predict what, it's so unpredictable, you know, yeah. What will blow up, what will not. And the videos you put so much effort in, they won't blow up. They won't get as much as, get as much views as you think they should have gotten. And I think that's how you just have to accept it. Because I think I made a really, my 90s glam look, like you mentioned, I put in a lot of effort. I made a really cool intro. And then I loved the makeup, to be very honest. It was really something different. I've never done something like that before. And that didn't get as many views as my simple Diwali look makeup did. So it's, you can't predict what will blow up, what will not. And you don't feel upset about it because, like, for an upcoming content creator, when something blows up, even if it's something you've not put effort in, you just get happy. You get really excited. And it was not like small numbers. They were like huge numbers. I was really excited. I was really happy. But yeah, like, there's a point of time, like, for me, I don't get overexcited because I try to, like, look at what else I can do. And even if something blows up, that does not mean your account will become successful overnight and you'll get, like, 100k followers and you'll become the top influencer. It's Instagram and social media is so unpredictable is what I'm trying to say. If you post a picture and you think it's really nice, but then the next few hours your followers will decrease or your followers will increase because of a post you didn't even put effort in. So that's just how it is. You have to accept it and just keep putting out content.
Yeah, the good thing that I saw that she did post like a dance reel after that, but she hasn't drifted from her main focus, that's beauty and makeup. You know, a lot of people I've been seeing that I see a lot of these people repeatedly, like, on my explore page, and they keep on coming up. And then when I go, like, stalk their account, and I see they actually started off as like fashion or makeup or something, and just because their trendy reels took off, they only started doing that just to grow, which is okay. Yeah, it's smart, it's good, but again, that creative satisfaction and the why of why you started, yeah, so that's another really good thing, because a lot of people thought you're going to change your content and you haven't. And of course, you're going to add in more of these trends here and there, but you're not going to, like, completely jump on them.
Yeah, and that's because the people who you were talking about, like you're referring to, they wanted to do this to, I don't want to be mean or be offensive, but they wanted to become famous. And, like, who does not want to be famous? I'm not saying that's wrong, but for me, I started it because I wanted to do makeup and I wanted my makeup to, like, grow and blow up. So I think if you're looking for success, then you'll do it whatever, like, comes, like, with the trend. But if you're doing it for some other reason, then you'll try to stick on that. So
that's another question that we get so much, because it's been like 2-3 months since we started Estelo, and even though our reels, you know, get like good amount of views, our followers are like not even quarter of that. And a lot of my friends keep on asking me and the other teammates, like, how are y'all still going? Like, how are y'all pushing yourselves? That's because we love doing, like, we love shooting, it's fun, we love editing, you know. And okay, so this was it. Thank you so much, Sanika, for being here today. And I really hope you guys enjoyed this and you all got an insight on how it is for upcoming content creators. So thank you, San, for being here.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun. And I think for like an upcoming content creator, I think you said the word too many times, but for someone like us, I think being able to even like talk about all the things we go through, it's like to have like a platform to be able to discuss, because there are so many people who are trying to do something or are doing something and haven't really achieved much. I think knowing that there's someone else also out there who is going through the same thing really helps. Like when we also talk about how our account is not growing as much as we wanted to, just knowing that there's someone else also going through the same thing, it gives a little bit of comfort. And I think being able to do that through this entire conversation was really cool. So, thanks, Kav.
Okay, so guys, stay tuned for more. We're gonna have a lot more content creators coming for such conversations, and hope you guys enjoyed. Please do give both of us feedback and let us know on what you all want to see or what changes you all want, if any. So thank you so much. Stay safe, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.